Copyright 1966 by the Sperry Rand Corporation. Any reproduction or use of this tape lecture without the expressed written consent of the Sperry Rand Corporation is prohibited. Uniservo 8C Magnetic Tape Handler. This tape lecture contains training information pertaining to the Uniservo 8C Tape Handler. With this tape, you will need TI 1121, the tape lecture illustrations. TI 1125, which contains the logic prints and schematic circuitry. TI 2007, the 8C Uniservo workbook. MH 1103 and MH 1104, the servicing data and mechanical adjustment manuals. This tape handler is a self-contained, freestanding unit consisting of tape transport mechanism, motion control electronics, read and write electronics, power supply, and cooling. The Uniservo 8C is available as a single unit or as a group of multiple units up to 16. The units in a group would share control, status, and data lines from a control unit. In TI 1121, look at figure 22.1.1. This is a front view of a single unit. The main functions of the tape handler are to transport magnetic tape past a 7 or 9 channel read or write head, to erase from and record onto tape digital information received from the control unit, and to read digital information stored on the tape and transfer it to the tape handler control unit. The tape handler contains circuits for receiving instruction signals from the control unit and for performing the operations specified by the instruction signals. Signals are also transmitted from the Uniservo indicating to the control unit that the operations specified are being performed. Turn to figure 22.1.2. This illustration shows the tape path from the supply reel to the take-up reel. The components indicated will be explained in detail later. Stop the tape and study the illustration to familiarize yourself with the various components and physical location of the components on the tape handler. Some of the most important functional characteristics of the Uniservo 8C will be discussed next. Turn to figure 22.1.3. Tape speed past the read or write head for the normal forward or backward tape motion is at the rate of 120 inches per second. Start and stop time is 2.5 milliseconds. Start time is defined as the time from when the go command is received at the tape handler to when the tape speed is within 5% of nominal speed. Stop time is defined as the time from the stop command to zero tape velocity. Reversal time is 12.5 milliseconds. This is the time between a stop command and a start command in the opposite direction. The tape handler will accept commands during this time, but will not act on it until the 12.5 millisecond delay has elapsed. The read-write head is of the dual gap construction. This enables the unit to write check during a write operation to check its accuracy. Information is erased from the tape before writing new information by an erase head using the direct current method of erasing.